We're back with Teacher Talk, sponsored by the Columbus Education Association, who is solely responsible for the views expressed. I'm your host, Sue Miziak. What is City Year and how effective is it? What is its role in helping at-risk students in our district? How can City Year help to change the world? Well, joining me this evening is the Executive Director of City Year in Columbus, Todd Tooney, and City Year Core Member at Lyndon McKinley STEM Academy, Marvin Denby. Welcome to Teacher Talk, Todd and Marvin.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Well, I'm so happy that both of you could be here, and I've really been learning a lot about City Year recently in talking with individuals involved in the program and also looking at your website, and I'm finding out that this is quite a big organization, and Columbus, Ohio is just one of the locations, and we're going to learn more about that in just a little bit. But Todd, let's start out learning a little bit about you. Tell me about your professional background before joining City Year.
Well, I spent over 20 years in the nonprofit sector in various capacities, from early days working grassroots nonprofit with Nationwide Children's Hospital to going on to the Ohio Attorney General's Office in the charitable law section. And then I did a short stint kind of in a more grassroots partnership in the near south side of Columbus at Holy Rosary St. John. I did some time working at the Buckeye Ranch, and then my most previous work before coming to City Year was a philanthropy manager at Limited Brands. So I've had not only the nonprofit sector, but also the for-profit sector and government. So I feel like I've covered all the gambit there is to cover around the nonprofit sector, and now I get an opportunity to lead a great organization here locally with City Year, working with young, idealistic leaders that are changing the world in so many different ways. And so for me, being able to come on board with an organization like City Year that has a national presence and that's actually in a lot of ways surging in its work with high school dropout and trying to counteract the high school dropout crisis, I feel like it's really connected to who I am, both with a passion and also with the ability to bring my assets and leadership to it.
Mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like you have quite an extensive background, but City Year seems to be more of a focus on academic support. And was that really part of your background before you came there, or how does that work, Todd?
Yeah, well, interesting enough, I've always had an interest in working with children, and especially around education. I mean, I can tell you education was extremely important for my family, extremely important for my father. Both of my parents never went to college, and so for them it was important that I would go on to college.
You obviously did. What did you focus on? Well, how did you get into nonprofit
I actually kind of fell into nonprofit. I didn't get an opportunity to have a program like City Year, but definitely service and community engagement was something that I grew up with. My father was very active and engaged in the community, and my mother was as well. And so coming out of school, I had every intent of going on to law school, but I took 2 years off and worked for Nationwide Children's Hospital at the time. And that's when I really got introduced to what community development and community engagement meant. And I just loved it. We call it in City Year, you get derailed or re-railed into something that is more meaningful in your life. And so for me, that's how I kind of got into the whole nonprofit sector. I had every intent of going on back into law school. That was actually why I went into the Ohio Attorney General's office, because I thought that was going to kind of get me back on track. But all it did was kind of reconfirm to me that, you know, my interest and my passion was around helping others.
You know, that's interesting, Todd, because I think a lot of people who end up in either nonprofit work or some type of service to the community, they find that they do have, it is really like a calling. And I have in mind a former student who graduated from Denison and had quite a nifty job with Wendy's International and just felt like she needed to give back. And now she's a Columbus City School teacher. She graduated from Columbus City Schools, and now she's back in the community and is much happier. So it's really very, very enlightening and encouraging to hear stories like yours. Now, could you tell me a little bit about the history of City Year? Because I know that there's probably individuals who have heard of your organization, and certainly the individuals, the students and families that you are serving are familiar with you, but maybe not all the rest of the public. Catholic. And so tell us a little bit about how City Year came to be, if you can, even nationally,
Bring
us to Columbus.
Sure, sure. So City Year was founded in 1988 by two Harvard graduate students that were in law school, Alan Casey and Michael Brown. They basically founded the organization with this whole notion of wanting to be able to give students an opportunity to give back a year of service. And so the concept of City Year and where the name comes from is you have your junior year of high school, you have your senior year of high school, and then you have your city year,
which would be kind of a gap year before
you'd go on to college. And so that's how it started. And I tell people this jokingly, but there was a point in time where City Year really they accept students from the age of 17 to 24. They really accepted anyone. And in their early years, whether you were a high school graduate or a high school dropout or a college graduate or a college student, you could join City Year. And that's part of the diversity of the organization and the inclusiveness of the organization to bring anyone and everyone kind of into this support and this service. You could join City Year and you would do different service projects all around your own community in your city. And that was, kind of the whole thing that really started the movement around the Corporation of National and Community Service, which is now, formerly known as AmeriCorps.
Right.
And so City Year was kind of really part of the beginnings of AmeriCorps with President Clinton at the time, seeing the work that we were doing in Boston and then also seeing the work that was going on around the country, felt like this is something that really could have some momentum. So City Year for many years kind of had this base in service to community.
Right.
About 7 to 10 years ago, City Year started to kind of see some of the trends that were happening across the country around measurement, evaluation, and really being accountable to the service that you do. They started to evaluate themselves and looked at their assets, right? These wonderful young people that they're able to attract, the way that they're able to train these young people, and then the partnerships that they were able to pull together. And through those assets, they came up with an approach to change kind of how they do their community service, to be more focused. And that focus really came to be the movement that we have now around education and education reform.
Well, now, Todd, when you're talking about moving toward focusing on education reform, are we looking at just high school students? Are we looking at middle school students as well? And I know you also, in City Year, also does other projects outside of schools.
Yeah. So we really, are a research-based, evidence-based organization. So we partnered with Johns Hopkins University to help us come up with our service model.
Mm-hmm.
And once again, this is kind of bringing our service and what we've been able to do to kind of galvanize around one issue, and the issue of high school dropout, right? And the crisis around high school dropout. And so what we do is we take our young, idealistic, energetic adults and we put them into schools with our whole school, whole child model. And the whole school, whole child model is focused on attendance, behavior, and course performance in English and math. And so we tutor in English and math. We mentor our students that we work with. Our core members act as mentors. They also act as role models, right? The near peer role model. I mean, most of our core members now, because they're between the ages of 17 and 24, are really in close proximity in age of our students that we're serving. And so they can, as you know, when you were in high school, you wanted to be, if you were a freshman, you wanted to be like the seniors, right? And so our core members act as kind of that model to look up to for our students. And they use that and leverage that to help support the students that are in the schools.
So they have a little better relationship with the young people than someone who is a whole lot older and maybe not as familiar with a lot of these students' interests, their music, their cultural interests, kinds of things.
And what they're also there to do is to complement what's going on in the school building, right? And so their work is not just solely focused on you know, kind of just serving the school as itself, but it's really student focused. It's in classrooms, working with the teachers, not as necessarily teacher's aid, but really following the direction of the teacher around how can we best get students moved so that they can be in school and on track towards graduation.
Now, I noticed, Todd, that you mentioned already that one of your partners was Johns Hopkins. Do you have other partners nationally? What about locally?
Yeah, we do. And a part of our model is to definitely partner. And so I'll take it from kind of the microcosm, which is working in the schools, right? Our focus is partnering with teachers, partnering with administrators, partnering with any other organization that's in that school that's supporting students.
Okay.
And so you'll see us kind of give supports to other organizations that are in there doing work with students. And then I'll take it a step farther out, right? So in the community, our core members reach out to the community to find local businesses that support that community or that are located in that community. And they bring those corporations or businesses into the school building to help support students once again. And then my role on kind of a citywide level is to build partnerships both with the for-profit sector and the nonprofit sector to help support our work overall.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. Does that support also include funding?
It does. It does. It. I mean, we are a nonprofit organization,
sure.
You know, so all of our funding comes from either our partnerships with our corporate partners or our partnerships with AmeriCorps and Serve Ohio here locally.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also partner with the Columbus City School District. And so through those three resources, as well as I'll throw in the city and United Way. So through those resources, we're able to do our program from a financial perspective. But that doesn't make our work really go if we don't have the partnerships that we have with the schools and with the teachers.
Right,
the teachers
right.
have to be willing to allow us to come in and support their classrooms. The principals, administrators have to be willing to allow our core members to be in their buildings and doing the work that we do. And then the community as a whole has to be receptive for us being there. And so all of it working together is what makes our work working with youth and kids so important and so special.
Mm-hmm. Let's step back from the schools for a second. Here, not from the schools, but from the specific services that you provide for the schools. I want to talk about something that I noticed is pretty prevalent on your website and in some of the other information that I've gathered here, that City Year has a philosophy of idealism and
yeah.
it strives to promote nonviolence. Now, we've been talking about at-risk students. We've been talking about students who drop out. How do those things factor in, this philosophy of idealism? And I would think that some at-risk students would find it difficult to be idealistic, maybe based on their circumstances, and to promote nonviolence. So can you comment on that, Todd?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, and you had actually asked me to talk a little bit more about City Year as a national organization.
Sure.
And the way that City Year was founded was on this whole notion of, once again, allowing these young people to kind of give back, but it's also around building a stronger citizenship and building kind of a social justice awareness. And as a part of those philosophies of City Year, you know, we build into it nonviolence. And Martin Luther King Jr. is kind of one of our founding fathers for our organization,
okay.
His principles, his philosophies, his way of going about social change.
You had a Martin Luther King Service Day.
We do. We have a Martin Luther King Service Day every year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really, once again, trying to build in this kind of giving back to our community around the principles and the ideology of Martin Luther King, and then bringing that to our service projects. And so we'll reach out to different communities to have them come involved. We have 25 sites around the entire country right now, and we're growing as an organization. And
by
our
25
hope,
sites, do you mean 25 cities
yeah,
in which you're located?
Yeah, 25 cities.
Okay.
Where we're located, we have over 2,500 of these young people working in schools and in communities, helping to provide service. And our focus is to, once again, take the work that they're doing, build the relationships that they have with their students to try and kind of counteract some of the negativity that our students may be facing each and every day in their environment. And to take this wonderful idealism that our core members come to the table with and help transfer that over to our young people to provide them with hope that they too can overcome their environment and to be able to be a part of it. Right now, we have a young man in here, Marvin Demby, who is serving at Linda McKinley STEM Academy. The thing that I love about Marvin is that he's a Columbus City School graduate. He's working in a community in which he grew up in. And so for him to be able to be back in this community, giving back and showing the young people that are seeing him as an example of, even though I've left and I've gotten my education, I still believe that there is opportunity for you. And so I'm coming back to give you that opportunity as well. We'll hear more about his story coming up. But I just want to know how proud I am of this young man who's taking a moment in his life to give back.
And we're proud of him, too, because, as I mentioned, my former student who came back to Columbus City Schools, we always like hearing those stories. And of course, those individuals know that they received something from Columbus City Schools, and now they're so happy to give back. What other schools are you located in? What other schools is City you're located in besides Linda McKinley STEM Academy?
Yeah, so we're currently in Linda McKinley STEM Academy, South High School, and Mifflin High School. We also are providing a team of support in Mifflin Middle School. Mm-hmm. But we know we've been in Columbus City Schools since our first kind of entry into Columbus back in 1994. Wow. We just never have had the level of partnership that we have up until about 2 years ago. Before that, we would do some work in schools. We were at Wyland Park, where we had some extreme success there, Hamilton Avenue. Mm-hmm. We've been in a lot of the schools in Columbus, but now we are really focused and concentrated our efforts to be able to provide our whole school, whole child model.
Now, I want to know, Todd, what is your exact focus? And I think it you've mentioned academic support.
Absolutely.
And so what form does this academic support take in general?
Yeah, so nationally, our goal is to take the high school dropout is to impact the high school dropout crisis. And the way that we plan to go about doing that is really helping to increase high school graduation. Nationally, the high school graduation rate hovers around 70%. Mm. Our focus is to take these young people, grow our core, because there are plenty of young people similar to Marvin, similar to our City Year Core, as well as other AmeriCorps programs that are out here that want to be able to provide service. And so we take these young people, we put them in schools, and we try to increase a high school graduation rate by making sure students show up to school on time and stay in school, right? So we have an attendance initiative mm-hmm. where we get students in there. If for some reason a student doesn't show up, our core members are contacting that student and saying, "Hey, Todd, why aren't you in school today? We really want you to be here. We miss you. Why don't you come to school?" And if they're for some reason they're sick or whatever, well, okay, great. Well, we can't wait to see you tomorrow.
Right.
We also work on
personal
behavior.
Personal interest.
Absolutely, showing an interest. We also work on behavior. So if a student is, kind of dealing with a lot of issues outside of school or even students in school, right, our core members will, stop them before they escalate that up to a point where they would get kicked out of school or go into detention or suspension. Do a walk and talk around the building, and then get them right back in the classroom, calm them down, get them right back in the classroom and right back in instruction. And then in the classroom, they do tutoring. And they also provide what we refer to as a differentiation of instruction. So let's say you have students that are a little bit behind, but they need a little extra help. So our core members will either work with those students, if that's what the teacher prefers, or they'll work with the students that are already kind of on track so that the teacher can dedicate their attention to those students that need to get caught up. And that teachers typically have a more expertise in that area. But we train our core members in some quality interventions around tutoring in English and around tutoring in math so they can implement those, not so much to just kind of help them do their homework, but really give them some techniques and some skills to help them move a lot quicker through that work and as a part of the tutoring. So it's a comprehensive approach to the work
that
we're doing.
It really is. Well, just very briefly here, Todd, what kind of person are you looking for? We know what kind of person is maybe attracted to City Year. What kind of person are you looking for, and do these individuals receive a salary?
Yeah. I always laugh at that salary part because, they are under the definition of a volunteer. And so their work is really 1,700 of volunteer hours that they'll be able to attain over the course of the year that they're with us. They get a small stipend, kind of not even a living wage stipend, but a way for them to kind of be able to have enough money to make it through. But the big deal is that they get a $5,500 education award. So at the end of their 10 months of service, they can actually apply this award to their education, whether it be student loans or furthering their education.
Okay. Well, Todd, you know, we've been sitting here talking about City Year Corps members, but we are so fortunate to have one with us, and that is Mr. Marvin Denby. Marvin, you're no stranger to Columbus City Schools. Todd already mentioned that you're a graduate. What schools did you attend in our district?
Yes, I'm no stranger to Columbus City Schools. I attended Lyndon McKinley STEM, not STEM Academy. At the time, it was just Lyndon McKinley High School. And for elementary school, I attended East Columbus Elementary. And in middle school, I attended Eastmore Middle School.
Mm-hmm. And after you were finished with Lyndon McKinley, what did you do after you graduated?
After I graduated from Lyndon McKinley High School, I had a football scholarship for University of the Cumberlands, and I went down there, got an education in exercise, sports science, and human services as well. And basically, I got the degree for human services because I always wanted to give back and I always wanted to help people in general. So
just the kind of person that City Year was looking for, huh?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And so I would guess that that is kind of why you joined City Year, to give back.
Yeah. I joined City Year basically because I figured there are a lot of students that were just like me coming from Lyndon McKinley, and City Year was basically a nice way to just like get into the school and help students who I seen that had problems, I guess, with
regular issues that you might have seen when you were there, I would guess.
Yeah. I know there's a lot of students at Lyndon McKinley who struggle with emotional stuff, behavioral stuff, and things of that nature. So I guess I seen myself going into City Year because I seen myself being able to help them. I seen myself as like dealing with these situations and having to go through these situations. So I understand students who need this type of help, and I understand what students need to hear and what students actually need in that time of their despair.
Well, you know, I really think, Marvin, that an individual like you, who certainly has the motivation but also has the compassion and the background, is exactly what those kinds of students need. Now, we only have about 1 or 2 minutes left at this point in time. And so basically, your duties are what at Lyndon McKinley? Are you working mainly with tutoring or mentoring?
Well, as Todd spoke earlier, we are working with students who have problems with attendance, behavior, or course performance. And I'm actually the behavior coordinator. I work a lot with behavior students, and we run a program titled the 50 Acts. And we basically get the students to work on their emotional stability, and we get them to work on basically problem solving. So we have a lot of those students there, and
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Marvin. And unfortunately, I do have to interrupt you at this time, but don't worry. I'm not interrupting Marvin for long. We are just about out of time here, but Marvin is coming back on our next Teacher Talk program, which will be airing on March 18th, and he's going to talk more about the 50 Acts and the behavioral program that he's involved in, and we're going to learn even more about City Year. Gentlemen, I'm so sorry that we ran out of time, but you know what? We're going to be continued, and that's really
that's
the good
great.
Part about this particular program. So I want to thank Todd Tooney, Executive Director of City Year in Columbus, and Marvin Denby, who is a City Year Corps member. I want to thank both of you for joining me this evening, and we'll continue the conversation very soon.
Right. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For having us, Sue.
Thank you for appearing on Teacher Talk. This concludes our program. A podcast of Teacher Talk will be soon available at wcbe.org. Please join me on Teacher Talk the first and third Tuesdays of each month. This is Sue Misiak wishing you a good night. I want to thank intern James Deason from Capital University for helping to produce this program.